Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that Moscow will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring and ally Belarus within the coming months. Putin did not specify when they would be transferred to Belarus, which borders Ukraine and three members of the NATO military alliance, Poland, Lithuania and Latvia. However, the Russian leader said Moscow would complete the construction of a storage facility there by July 1st. The United States tried to play down the developments, saying Russia and Belarus talked about such a deal over the past year, and there were no signs Moscow planned to use its nuclear weapons. However, Dmitry Medvedev, Deputy Secretary of Russia's Security Council and the country's former president, warned earlier that the West's ongoing support for Ukraine brings the nuclear apocalypse closer. He added that Russia's relations with the West are already worse than they have ever been in history. Ukrainian presidential aide Mykhailo Podolyak accused Russian President Putin of violating the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, charges Putin denies. Podolyak also said on the social media site Twitter that Putin was resorting to scare tactics. He added that by making a statement about tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, Putin admits that he is afraid of losing Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Military observers say that has become clear around the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, where fierce fighting continues between Russian and Ukrainian forces. Ukrainian soldier Roman is among those hiding and fighting from Bakhmut's trenches, resembling World War I.
Today I lost a few combat brothers. Also, I destroyed a few invaders. I received so much emotions for my whole future life. And of course, physically and emotionally, this got exhausted. But I realized that life is amazing, guys. That's true. If I'll survive here, my life will be even more valuable than before, because I'm sure that life is great present.
Many thousands of troops are known to have died on both sides, and the war is far from over. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.